Galloway and Company on 1033ESPN.com.
Five 11 here on Galloway and Company on 103.3 FM ESPN. Joining us in just a few minutes, Patrick Creighton, wide receiver, Dallas Cowboys. With Matt Mosley, I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. Galloway has the day off, doing some housework, getting ready for a family wedding, which means he's in a lawn chair giving orders to a lot of people while he sips on a cold beer. You really believe he's doing manual labor right now?
He does. He goes out there. I've heard of this, and I've actually talked to people who have witnessed him. He goes, and sometimes the cattle will get out, and he has to go, and I don't even know what he has to do.
You heard them.
I heard the cattle. No.
That's what he does.
Oh, he, okay.
Having grown up on a thoroughbred horse farm in Louisiana, we had cattle. You get the dogs out, and you go rein them in.
Well,
those suckers are worth some cash.
Those things will start.
I can't picture Galloway out there with riding crops and bull whips.
Occasionally, those things will get out.
Cow!
They'll get out in Aledo, and they'll be down at one of the local like strip malls, just milling around in the parking lot, and he has to go and corral them or herd them.
I just got a visual of that, and I really didn't need to know. Really didn't need to have it. Patrick Creighton said to join us here in just a moment. I'm curious to see if he believes also that, you know what, if the best way for the Cowboys to win games or to rush for, well, heck, 200 yards a game, and so be it. And Patrick Creighton joins us right now here on Galloway & Company on 103.3 FM ESPN with Matt Mosley. I'm Ian Fitzsimmons. And, Patrick, we just got wind that Galloway, who's off today, he's got a wedding coming up on Saturday. He's basically doing manual labor. Do you believe that, or do you believe he's in a lawn chair drinking cold beer?
He's doing what? Manual labor.
Manual labor.
Doing that where?
On his ranch.
Now, is he... He's throwing the wedding at his ranch?
Not quite sure, but he was given strict orders by his wife to get this place to look good. So do you think that he's doing it himself or he's in the lawn chair?
No, I'm pretty sure he hired somebody.
I hear you. All right, Patrick, meetings on Tuesday. You were off Tuesday, so, meetings come in after, the big win against Carolina on Monday night. And did you catch any flack for not putting a juke on Baker, the punter for Carolina?
You know what? The only flack I was from Roy. He was like, the punter? I was like, dude, you got to know sometimes, man, when your journey has come to an end, buddy. I mean, there's two other guys coming from the inside. You want me to, go ahead and just try to run over the punter real quick for what, to make it on ESPN or something? Because, I mean, it's not going to give me another yard.
That's pretty good. All right, but you couldn't. That's acceptable. That's acceptable.
Right. I mean, I guess I could have just tried to punish the punter, but what good does that do? then you're gonna say, "Hey, you're supposed to do that. It was the punter." So either way it goes, I don't think you can win.
Is this team? Now was obviously a big play in this game. But are you cool with this team rushing for 200 yards? The big play. If you have to dink and dunk to win,
right.
Is it just whatever it takes to win games now with the Dallas Cowboys?
I'm perfectly fine, man. Whatever it takes. We run for 200, we throw for 255. That seems like a pretty good balanced offense to me. So last time I checked, balanced offenses are usually pretty successful in this league.
People came away, Patrick Creighton joining us, people came away from Romo's three-interception game. He took a lot of heat. How personally do you think he took it? Because he comes out last week, doesn't have any turnovers, takes care of the ball,
right.
and playing against that cover two, that Tampa 2 defense that the Panthers had, he just, everything, if it was Witten, it was just 8 straight passes to Witten. Do you think
right.
he took that criticism personally? Because it did look like he came out and had a completely different mindset in that game last week.
Definitely, man. And he's had that tendency to do that. That's what he does. If he ever has a bad game the week before, the week after that, the defense is, I'm not going to say they're in trouble, but they're more than likely not to get a turnover. They're not going to really be a big factor in us being able to execute what we need to do to win.
What, explain to me, is Roy Williams, because I'm sorry, I really like this guy, and I think he's pretty funny. Is he pulling the media's leg, all this stuff about, oh, I don't know what my role, I'm out in left field. Is he playing the media in some respect, or do you think he really is sort of concerned, like, hey, how do I fit in here?
What do you think?
Well, I think he's playing with the media, but...
Because, okay, I mean, obviously, it's a big story, so whatever he wanted to achieve, he achieved, because guys are going to hang on every word that anybody that plays for the Cowboy ever say, it seems like. And I think he did a real good job at getting his point across of what he wanted to do.
Yeah, when you really read what he said, it's actually perfect. You want me to run block, I'll run block. You want me to catch balls, I'll catch balls. I mean, whatever you want me to do, I'll do just to win games.
We're blue-collar guys, man.
What is the dynamic now that, I mean, obviously you were close friends with T.O., and I'm sure you still keep in touch with him.
Right.
But how has that dynamic changed? You and Roy, Sam, Miles, I mean, obviously he was such a charismatic guy, T.O., and such an influence in the locker room. How is the dynamic different this year without him gone, with you know, the rest of you guys being here?
Man, you know what? It's everybody's involved. You know, it's the receivers. Like Roy stated, he doesn't look at himself as a number one. I don't look at myself as a two. We're just Dallas Cowboys, we're our receivers. But we're going to all do it collectively, man, and our job is to go out there and, like you said, catch balls when we're asked to catch them, block when we're asked to block, and just execute and make plays when we're asked to do them.
Do you think Jason Garrett is taking a different approach this year? I mean, did you sense last year there were times it seemed like it was so much about keeping one guy happy that... I mean, do you sense a change from him? I mean, obviously, if you just look at the numbers, Patrick, you mentioned it yourself. The balance is there. It's like 30 runs, 30 passes every game. Is it almost like a relief that, hey, happy with the role, and we can just call plays whatever's best for the team?
Yep, I believe so. I believe so. Like you said, man, when it all adds up to W's at the end of the day, shoot, we're happy. I never seen anybody complain about winning in the NFL. It just doesn't happen.
Well, the Broncos are also winning right now, undefeated at 3-0, and a lot of people want to bring up who they've played, and is it a soft 3-0? You can make that argument. Heck, you can make that argument for the Dallas Cowboys as well at 2-1. How good is this Denver defense, which is ranked right now number one in the NFL?
They're good. You look at them on film, man. I think they're good because they throw so many confusing looks at you at times. And I consider it like an unorthodox type defense. They're running some different stuff at you and doing some different coverages and everything. I mean, it's nothing that we're not going to be able to adjust to. But I think, you know, they do it for a reason. You know, there's a method to the madness, and they're just trying to cause a lot of mayhem out there, confuse the offense a little bit, and then just make plays.
Patrick Creighton joining GAC. Do you worry about the altitude at all? I mean, have you ever played? I mean, you're playing college football in Oklahoma. It's not like you were dealing with a lot of altitude there. I mean, is there anything you can do to prepare for that, or is that one of those things that you know, hey, I'm just going to have to try to play through it?
It's not bad at all, man. I think it really it affects some of the big guys a little bit more than it does us. Cause, I mean, once you get up there, okay, and you first run around, okay, it's a little thin, that's fine. I mean, you get used to it. You adjust to it. We've practiced with Denver in 07 and 08, and we were up there for a week in 08. And you just kind of get used to it. Game time, you don't feel it at all.
Well, Patrick, we appreciate your time as always, man. Thank you. Good luck up at Denver on Sunday.
Thank you, sir. You guys have a good one.
You too, man. Patrick Creighton here with us live on Galloway & Company, 103.3 FM ESPN. But Mosley, I'm Fitzsimmons. We'll talk to an undefeated head football coach on the college level. 3-0, Texas guy. Next, right here on Galloway & Company, 103.3 FM ESPN.